Well, good morning to everyone. Recently, I was driving down the highway and I saw a small sign in someone's front yard. The sign was approximately 2 foot by 2 foot. The small sign was similar to political signs, you know, you see around election time that say things like vote for so and so. The simple sign had a blue background with two small words written in white. The two words written on the sign were, quote, "Be kind, be kind." As I drove past the sign, I got to thinking. I got to thinking and wondered what caused the homeowner to put up the sign, "Be kind," in their front yard. Perhaps the homeowner had been treated badly by someone. Perhaps the owner of the sign had grown weary of the unkindness in the world. Friends, I think you'd all agree that there is a lot of meanness in the world, a lot of unkindness in the world. We see on the news all the times types of examples of people being mean to each other in various ways, verbal arguments, violent confrontations. Take a look at social media. Unfortunately, social media outlets have often become forums where people post very scathing, scornful, disrespectful, and if you will, just plain out mean posts directed toward people they disagree with in some manner. Brethren, as Christians, we know that this should not be so. As Christians, we should be better than that. As Christians, we can disagree with others. Maybe even disagree with other Christians, but we can still be respectful and kind. When I considered the sign with the words, "Be kind," it reminded me of a few scriptures written by the Apostle Paul. Let me share a couple with you. In Romans 12:10, he told the Roman church simply, "Be kindly affectionate to one another." In Ephesians, he told the Ephesian church, in chapter 4, verse 32, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Friends, we cannot control the attitudes of other people. But if we are kind, if we make the effort to show kindness to others in the face of meanness, perhaps we can influence people for the better. Let us pray. Father God, we are indeed so thankful that you have been so kind to us even when we don't deserve it. Help us to show the light of kindness to those we come in contact with daily. Amen.